Does Pinocchio have a big nose? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Does Pinocchio really have a big nose? Well, now, you realize how old Pinocchio is, because the story of Pinocchio was written over 100 years, maybe 200 years ago, you know? And so Pinocchio is over 200 years old. Now, Pinocchio is no longer a little boy. Pinocchio is a man. See, most of our serial on TV, the child grows up, as they do in Samantha. You know, her kids grow up, and then they have another kid coming in there. And so it's kind of fascinating. Now, does Pinocchio have a big nose? Well, what does it mean to have a big nose? What does it mean for there be a person called Pinocchio? Now, Pinocchio means inquisitive being. And so Pinocchio was a little wooden dummy and a marionette. And he wanted to be a boy more than anything in the world. And so to be a boy, he had to do good things. And he had to behave according to the good fairy. And the good fairy was going to change him into a little boy if he was able to be a good boy. So Pinocchio did a bunch of dumb things because he was able to walk around like other boys and girls, but he was still a wooden marionette. And the other boys and girls tried to get him to do all sorts of silly things that they did that was called mischief and would get them into trouble. And so he got in trouble. And his trouble took him to the bowels of the earth, into the very terrible places that one could be. And one man in the community was not a very nice man, and he was capturing all the boys and girls and turning them into donkeys for some use in an underground cavern. Well, Pinocchio got caught up in this here and was taken to this underground cavern, but he and his buddy escaped. Now, Jiminy Cricket was there all the time, and Jiminy Cricket is a cricket who was the conscience of Pinocchio. But Jiminy Cricket was out visiting his relatives one evening, and Pinocchio took off and went off on an adventure where his conscience wasn't there to guide him. And so, without his conscience to guide him, Jiminy Cricket was sort of not doing his job. Without his conscience to guide him, Pinocchio went off and did silly things. Now, do we ever do silly things when we don't listen to our conscience? What is our conscience? Our conscience is our ability to know right from wrong, our ability to know good from bad, our ability to know what is beneficial and what is not beneficial. Now, from the absolute point of view, we say there's only good. From the absolute point of view, we say there is no good nor bad even. Now, what about Pinocchio? Did he really have a wooden nose? Did he really have a nose that got longer whenever he would tell a lie? Well, yes. That's the story. And you do too. Every time you tell a lie, your nose gets longer and longer and longer. Now you say, oh, Herb, you really get hung up on fairy tales sometimes, and sometimes you get so far out you forget to land anyplace. Well, that's true. Okay, now think about it. What does a mother say when her child lies to her? She knows. She knows the depth of that child. She knows the intuitiveness of that child. She senses whether that child is telling the truth or false. And she really knows. It's not just a matter of she wishes she knew. She really knows. Because for her, that invisible nose is getting longer and longer and longer. Every time a child tells a lie, the nose gets longer and longer and longer, even though physically you can't see it. The mother can see it. There are people who are trained in the art of telling the truth who are able to also recognize these things because they found many key functions or key words that a person uses when they're not telling the truth. And so they try to use this along with the truth serum and so forth to find out if people are really telling the truth. Well, now, Pinocchio's nose was a symbol. It was a symbol which is had more reality to it than we want to realize. And you and I each have a Pinocchioan nose. And that's a nose that is invisible to the world, but very visible to any sensitive person who is interested in us as human beings or divine beings. Because the Pinocchio knows people who understand him. They recognize when you are telling the truth, and when you are lying, and when you are making up tales, and when you are doing something to get away with something. They just know that. Now, why doesn't everyone know it? Because most people don't care. Mm-hmm. If you want to lie, go ahead and lie. If you want to tell the truth, go ahead and tell the truth. I don't care. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't make any difference to me. But it should, you know. No. You pay the penalty, not me. And I just am very wary of you in whether what you say, because if you can lie about one thing, you can lie about many things. And so that Pinocchio nose goes with all of us wherever we are. And when little children are taught to be honest, to be upright, to be forthright, to be perfect in every way, they, if they ever lied, like George Washington, one of the first presidents of the United States, said, when his father said, "Did you cut down the cherry tree?" He said, "Dad, I can't tell a lie, I cut down the cherry tree." Now, that's a nice story. And it's a good story. It's a story that was used to demonstrate the values that the United States had for its people. It was used as a value that the first president, though he did silly things when he was a child, he always stood up for the truth. He always stood up to tell the truth, even if he did something that was naughty. And this is what the country wants to stand up for, too. It may do few foolish things occasionally, but it always stands up for the truth. It says, I did it, and I take responsibility for it. Now, I don't choose to do it any longer, so let's put it aside. Now, can you put aside the falsehoods of your life? Can you put aside the times that you have lied, the times that you have done something that you're not proud of? Can you put it aside? Well, if you can't, you're the only one who's going to suffer with it, because everyone else has put it aside long ago and is not even thinking about it, not even caring about it, not interested in it in the slightest. You say, well, every time I bring it up, they remember. Oh, sure. You're bringing it up brand new as a new concept, as a new thought, as a new experience for them. And so naturally they'll do it. When you let go and let the past be past, let the dead bury the dead, let that which is no longer of consequence to us no longer be any import in your life, then you're in charge. You're in charge. But that doesn't come easy. And the reason it doesn't come easy is that we want to hold on to the past. We want to feel sorry for ourselves, really. Feeling sorry for ourselves is one of the most wonderful, joyous experiences that anyone can ever have. Because people love to do it. And to feel sorry for yourself, you cannot do it alone. You got to be in a group of people or in a crowd, because you got to have a lot of people recognizing how sorry you feel for yourself. Oh dear, I got cancer. Oh dear, I got this problem. Oh dear, I'm poor. Oh dear, I can't do this or that. And you see, you want attention. You want people to feel sorry for you. You want people to maybe give you money to help you, maybe take care of you or something. But that's of no value. That's of no value. Jesus said, be like the priests and Pharisees who go up on the mountain, on the housetops, and pray to the people out in the streets, and they have their reward. They won't get their reward out of the divinity of all, because their reward is, help me, I've got cancer, help me, I've got cancer. And all the people say, oh, he's got cancer. And, no, my goodness, can you see how the cancer's growing? Can you see how it's enlarging? Can you see? You know, shut up. Say, I'm whole and perfect. And when you say, I'm whole and perfect, then you put that cause in motion and the cancer goes away. But nobody feels sorry for you when you're whole and perfect. Ha, ha, ha. Nobody feels that there's something sad going on in your world. But isn't that much better? Mm-hmm. you say yes, oh yes, sure. Isn't that much better? It should
yes.
be. What's that?
Yes.
Yes. It should be, but is it really? Because we love to tell the stories over and over again. Now, Seville, how many times do you think the story of your adventure in all their various forms are going to be repeated?
Not going to be repeated.
I'm sorry?
No more.
Basta. End. No more. Did you ever have any of those things happen to you?
No way.
No way. That's somebody else's adventure. Not even somebody else's adventure. No way. Did you know of any problems that she had? What is she?
She's God.
She's God. She's whole and perfect,
well,
right?
I'm perfect.
And she's God. She's whole and perfect. And what about her? You, Ingeborg? How do you see Seville?
Whole and perfect.
How do you see Christy?
Whole and perfect.
How do you see Herbie?
Whole and perfect.
How do you see Helen?
Whole and perfect.
And how do you see Sylvia?
Whole and perfect.
And how do you see Rex and Little Love and the cats?
The chicken.
And the chicken. Yeah, the chicken. Hey, hey, hey.
Whole and perfect.
Yeah. We got a good idea for each of us to do a special treatment for the chicken and let the chicken be blessed, you know? Yeah, sometimes Rex plays with his toys a little bit roughly. We have to teach him how to be just a little more gentle, but we will. Okay, remember now. That's what it's all about. That's what it's about. We're on here. That's what it's all about. And when we say that all is in divine order, that's what it is. When we say I'm whole and perfect, that's what it is. And Ingeborg, what size is your nose?
Small.
Me too. Me too. Small nose. You can't even see my little pug nose. It's so tiny because it's only in my own business. Of course, my own business can extend out quite large too, you know. But we keep our nose in our own business. And when Pinocchio kept his nose in his own business, it grew smaller and smaller and smaller, and pretty soon he was a human boy. Kind of fun, wasn't it? So think of these things and enjoy these things and do these things and have fun with these things and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.